This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Thursday afternoon. Trillville Thursday, Funk Thursday, Happy Hour Thursday, final day of the week for us, hopefully final day of the week for you as well. Like we mentioned earlier, actually, hopefully you're already on vacation and driving to wherever you're headed to. If you are, be safe. Tomorrow, be safe as well. If you're going on vacation with 10 fingers, please come back
please.
With 10 fingers.
Please,
if you only have 9 right now, come back with 9. Just however many you have currently. Like my brother-in-law's got 9.5. I'm just hoping at the end of the night tomorrow night, he still only has 9.5. I don't think he's going to upgrade and get 10.
You never know.
I think he's probably...
That could be a cadaver nail about there somewhere.
Or maybe it just pops the rest of it out, you know?
It could be.
Maybe it just regenerates like a starfish.
Because they're going to fireworks at night because Lemon Park is doing them tonight, which is curious why they're doing it tonight instead of tomorrow.
I think, this is just a theory.
All right.
Because we're going tonight, too. They're also doing their fireworks. I think it's just so, because everybody can't do it on the same night, right? Like, you go to one, you know what I mean? Then you kind of split it up. Maybe you're more likely to go to that one.
Because Stonemont does theirs tomorrow, I'm assuming.
I think so.
I'm assuming. So, yeah, they're going to, they're going out there tonight for the fireworks. I'm like, fine, whatever. Because you know me. You know Sebastian don't like, he don't like fireworks, baby.
It's a solid out.
He don't like fireworks. Baby. You know, I could just stay here with him.
Don't even worry about it. You guys go have a great time.
Yeah. Because the thing about it is because where our house is, like, it's not too far from Lynn Park. They usually, like, a couple years ago, they rode the scooters, the bird scooters over there. Well, the bird scooters, as great as they are, they don't make it back. You know, so I had to go get them.
That's true.
And there's nothing more, because they block off the street for the firework thing. Just like sitting out there, like, y'all need to come home, because y'all asked me to walk back home. But that's what they're expecting me to do tonight. Like, Daddy, will you drop us off, and then will you come back and get us? I'm like, hold on. So drop y'all off, get in my car after me and Bass been at the pool, because that's where me and Bass go. Once y'all leave or whatever, me and Sebastian, we finna hang out. And then y'all want me to get back in my car. Note that this road is blocked off, so the traffic.
Yeah.
No.
Bash will be in bed.
Bash will be, no.
Yeah, you can't leave him there by himself.
No, I can't leave Bash in the bed.
Yeah, he'll be asleep.
What is wrong?
You guys just get an Uber.
There we go.
Yeah.
Get an Uber.
How far is it to walk?
My house, about 2 miles.
Oh, that's all right. That's pretty far.
That's a long walk.
That's pretty far.
Yeah, then you can't scoot the scooter, too, because scooter's probably dead.
Okay, all right. Well, get an Uber.
Yeah, I'm like...
Or carpool with somebody else. Yeah, like,
that is my thing. Go get people to hang out with.
Yeah, make some friends.
Yeah, no. I like fireworks, but I ain't got to see fireworks. You know what I mean?
I like to watch them.
Yeah, but I'm cool if they don't
have them. I like to watch
other
professionals do them. I don't need to be doing... I'm not going to do them myself. I don't need people around me to do them. If you want to, fine, but... Like, you know, shoot them, aim them that way.
Yeah.
But I like a fireworks show from a distance. I don't think I'm going to go to, you know, I'm not going to fight traffic to get to a fireworks show.
No.
But, like, if you can, you know, if it's within eyesight and I can see it, I like that.
Can you see Truist
fireworks from your house?
We can hear them.
Okay.
We can't see them, but we can hear them. So that, yeah, it's not, yeah, it doesn't, not as good. But like from our porch, you can see, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it, but you can see all, because we can see like the skyline of downtown and Buckhead and stuff. So you see fireworks going. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's all I need. All I need to hear is a pop.
Yeah. Put on Ray Charles, America the Beautiful mix.
Yeah.
Listen to some of that kind of stuff. Fireworks in the background. Good.
I love it.
Don't have to go anywhere.
I love it. I love it. But yeah, but now.
Also, just be careful out there.
Yeah, man.
Second highest DUI day of the year.
Yes.
After New Year's
Eve.
Yeah,
do not get y'all ass.
Don't be driving
don't
drunk.
Don't be driving drunk. And,
get an Uber.
Yeah, but I think, because what we went one time, I went to watch the, this is before, you can go to Lenox Mall and not worry about getting robbed. Now you can't go to Lenox Mall. But yeah, we used to go to the Lenox Mall fireworks. Awesome.
I think we can see those.
Awesome.
I think those are the ones we can see from our porch.
Right.
Because that's Buckhead, right?
Yes.
Yes, I think we can see those from the porch.
Yeah, you can't go out there now, though.
Ah.
come back. Just violated.
Don't get violated.
Yeah, don't get violated.
You don't want that on your holiday. All right, let's get to the big story. Oh, by the way, the first mention of this, the hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Profar down the right field line. It's a fair ball, and it's a solo homer. And his first game here at Truist Park wearing that uniform.
An absolute bomb here from Profar, and he knew it. As soon as he hit it, how good did this feel for Jerks and Profar? 400. And 13 feet away,
he did tattoo it.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah,
welcome,
man.
Welcome back.
Yeah, man.
like he never left.
Well, I mean, he never missed 80 games for PEDs. We needed that spark. I ain't saying this is it, but it damn sure was fun last night to consider that this might be one. But yeah, he came back, did his thing. You could see the switch hit ability because he batted both sides yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, going forward, hopefully, because of the fact that who's pitching, because we got some bad news in that little letter that the Braves put out.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
But other than that, I mean, he was good. He was solid. He was good. Matt Olson, Grand Slam. Then you had the home run from the catcher. I mean, happy. Michael Harris hit a couple hits.
Happy.
Happy.
Yeah. One day happy.
Happy.
Win tonight. Win the series.
How about that?
That'd be cool.
How about that? Got the Orioles coming to town this weekend.
You can beat those guys.
You can beat the Orioles. They're about as bad as y'all. They're about as underachieving as y'all are.
Charlie Morton on the mound Friday.
Ooh.
Could be good.
Well, you need a guy for Charlie.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's no longer another.
That's Charlie.
Yeah, it's Charlie. He's Charlie. He's Charlie now.
He was Charlie then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but I just like to say it.
He's been Charlie for a couple years.
Hey, I just like to say it.
I know you did.
They go...
And it was nice of you to keep doing it, but he's been Charlie for a while, which is why he's not here anymore. But anyway, we kind of wish he was now with the news that you just mentioned, the fact that Spencer Schwellenbach sent to the 15-day IL, but they said they expect it to be like at least 4 weeks. So 15-day IL is not how long he's going to be out for. He's going to miss a handful of starts, Randy, and that means more Didier Fuentes. That means more probably Hurston Waldrop.
All right, Hurston.
That means maybe like a starter at some point. Maybe Jesse Chavez comes up and is an opener.
All right, Jesse.
It means that the Braves rotation is a disaster.
It is. That's
it really sucks because it was the only thing that you could kind of hang your hat on like 3 weeks ago was that, this rotation's actually pretty good now that Strider's rounding into form. On paper, it's as bad as
it's
the
really
offense
bad.
Right now.
It's really bad. And the crazy thing about it, because we got the TV on MLB, and that was one of the first things that was on earlier today when we came in, was the Braves starters who were not there. And it's unbelievable. I saw the funny dude with the pasty face on ESPN? Passing.
That doesn't narrow
passing.
It down.
Passing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was like, biggest disappointment, said the Braves. And then he kept saying, but he kept mentioning, we talked about this earlier, Bunk, the two names that everybody keeps mentioning, not outside the pitching, Michael Harris and Ozzie Albies, as far as the way their struggles has a big part of what's going on this year.
Yeah, well, because all the other ones are explainable.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, not that Profar gets a pass, but you know why he wasn't productive. He got suspended.
Exactly.
He wasn't on the field. Sales hurt. Reynaldo Lopez is hurt. Schwellenbach's hurt.
Is it a new, is
AJ Smith-Shavers hurt.
Is anybody coming back anytime soon?
Of those people.
Of all of them. Of any of the pitching guys.
God, that's a great question. Which of those guys would be back first?
No, I'm talking about somebody that ain't been here. What's the reliever I'm thinking about?
Oh, he came to pitch last night.
He pitched last night?
Yeah,
okay.
He pitched last night.
All right.
Daysbell Hernandez.
Daysbell, yeah. Okay. So you got your quote unquote, coming into the season, supposed to be one of your better relievers. Mm-hmm. He's back. Starting pitching wise, we know AJ Smith-Shavers not coming back.
Nope.
We know that Chris Sale may come
Lopez
back.
Isn't coming back.
Lopez ain't coming back, is he?
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember how bad he was.
I haven't heard anything about Reynaldo Lopez all year.
He ain't been the same since he thought he could fight a bench and win.
That wasn't him. That was Wes Garanoa.
Why am I thinking about putting both of them together?
Reynaldo Lopez last year was the guy that.
Yeah, oh,
was
that's
like,
the guy who.
He was a reliever, and then it was like, dang, he's actually really good. And then then he was an all-star.
And burnt out.
And then we were like, it's a lot of innings for him to
Where's
pitch.
Where's Wes Carr?
I don't know. Gwinnett, maybe. I don't know. That's how bad it is, though.
We're pulling the straws, Andy.
We're asking questions about that.
We're pulling the straws.
So arthroscopic shoulder surgery on April 8th, and he was looking at then a minimum of 3 months, which would be July 8th, but we still haven't gotten any news.
Well, that's 5 days
from now. 5 days
from now.
Yeah. I would suspect it would be Sale first, and that's still a month, maybe 5 weeks away. So maybe Reynaldo Lopez at some point. Maybe they can, Band-Aid it together. And if we weren't just such a big hole.
Yeah, the hole's big. The offense isn't giving you really any reason for optimism that they can weather any of this because the pitching staff was supposed to be the thing that weathered the offense, I guess. But the offense wasn't supposed to be like this, so I don't know if it's really weathering it. I mean, the trade deadline's not very far away. You have to start wondering, are they going to throw some like prospects at the problem and try to be buyers? Or are they just going to be like, all right, chalk it up.
I think it should be chalk it up.
Season sucks.
I think it should be chalk it up. That's just me.
Well, then that's when you trade, that's when you trade older guys, right?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Chalk it up and do nothing or chalk it up sell?
Okay, so if you're selling right now, who's the sell?
I know.
Who do you have to sell right now? Who do you have to trade? Who do you have to move on?
A bunch of broken parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Who right now
are you going to get something
Sean
back
Murphy,
from?
Sean Murphy, you could probably get
Maybe.
Something for.
That's yeah. it.
You could probably get something for Sean Murphy.
That's
if
it.
You wanted to do that. You might be able to Ozuna maybe, but probably not. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where's the value that's going to come back?
Right. So then, there isn't.
Yeah. So we're just going to chalk this up.
You're going to chalk it up.
We're going to chalk it up. Chalk it up. Hope they change their off-season regimen or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or just hope for a miracle.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take at this point.
Can you imagine, though, wrap everybody in bubble tape over the winter? Can you imagine going into next year's spring training with Sale and
like,
Schwelly and freaking Strider?
Oh,
and AJ,
you're being optimistic.
Not AJ.
Wow, good for you.
Everybody except for AJ healthy.
You found a way to be optimistic.
Could you imagine the possibilities?
If they don't do anything and come back next year with all of the same stuff, that's a tough sell. Like, just everybody be like, oh, it was a down year.
It was a down year.
Was it? Because it was two down years, really. The second year just got worse from the first one.
There were more people hurt last year than this one, but we're catching it. We're catching up.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I can't explain it. We'll come back and talk about some NBA offseason stuff. Obviously, the Hawks have been getting rave reviews. Talk about a couple other teams that you feel like did a good job over the last week or so, and maybe a team or two that you don't really understand what they're doing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Thursday.
Whoa, whoa! I always like Thursdays with Friday off. First of all, three-day weekends are
right.
Great. But also, we just do all the stuff.
Yeah! And
like all the Friday stuff and the Thursday stuff.
Ding.
Both on the same day. Just cram it in there.
Oh, man.
Trillville Funk Thursday, happy hour.
Rest in peace to the great Frank Beverly. But this is Essence weekend, Essence Festival down in New Orleans weekend. Boy, boy, boy. What a time. Woo.
How many times did you go?
I've been three times. Been down three times. And I think it was all 3 years I was with the Rams. We went down there.
That's
before
cool.
The season. But yeah, I love Essence Festival. And obviously, Frankie was always one of the headliners at that. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
Never been.
And then, like, Taste of Chicago this weekend. And you never been?
Believe it or not, never been.
Yeah, I think it's a Taste of Chicago this weekend also.
In Chicago?
I think it is. I think it usually happens around July 4th, too.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I've never been, but I think the Taste of Chicago is July 4th.
Okay.
Everything like that. Is it Day-Day? I think so. Okay. Yeah. I've never been, but I think that's, yeah, obviously, Essence, Taste of Chicago, hot dog. Yeah,
the hot dog contest.
You know more about that, though.
Somebody's going to eat a lot of hot dogs.
You know more about that.
Huh?
You know more about that.
I'm a big hot dog contest guy.
Yeah, no, covered. I think you should, because didn't you and Ashley go to New Orleans?
No, never been.
I don't know why I thought
that's
so
what
was
I meant. I obviously have never been to the Essence Festival. Well, you need
to
go also, there. I know I want to.
Yeah. You need to go to Essence.
Oh,
you like the vibe.
I would. Yeah. I would love the music.
Yeah.
But I've never even been to New Orleans. I need to get there too.
It's amazing.
There's a lot of places I haven't been. There's so many.
You've been to Springfield, Illinois.
I know. I've been to Springfield, Illinois, and Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And Springfield, Oregon. I've been to.
You've been to a lot of Springfields.
I've been to a lot of Springfields and no New Orleans. I've been so many places I didn't want to go. Now, that's Springfield, Missouri, I did want to go to because we were going to see my sister-in-law graduate from nursing school, and that was wonderful.
Yes.
It just happened to take place in Springfield, Missouri.
They have the world's largest
Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of time in that Bass Pro Shop because there wasn't really anything else to do. I will say, it was fun. Bass Pro Shop was fun. They got like an aquarium. They got a NASCAR museum with a bunch of Dale Earnhardt stuff because he used to race for Bass Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the best they got. You know what I mean? What else are you going to do? You know, you're at Springfield, Missouri.
But you've probably been more places.
I've been to a lot of places I like, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, we always make fun of the places I go to that I didn't
like. But you've been to Montana.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
You've been a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was away from different regions of the country, so I've probably been to more places down here. In the South,
right?
Then you have been
to more places up there.
Yeah, because the only place I've ever been up there is Seattle,
mm-hmm.
And that was only to play the Seahawks.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and we went to Anchorage once.
That's cool. Yeah. I've never been to Alaska.
I would love to. Don't go.
How come?
You know what?
It looks great.
You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, I do.
I'm thinking I'm talking to Day-Day.
I think I would really like it. I want to go there. I really want to go.
Yeah, but no, it's cool. But no, yeah, but I mean, you've seen all that up there.
So
if I'm telling you, you should go to New Orleans, mm-hmm. right? Where should I go?
There is no New Orleans of the Pacific Northwest, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that
one. Where should I go up there?
Okay, you've been to Seattle.
Yes.
And like the closest place that you would want to go in that. Portland's pretty. Now, Vancouver. You've been to Vancouver?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you've been to Vancouver. Yes. Okay, because Vancouver's actually really great.
Yes, it is.
Portland's fun, okay. But like, you know, I mean. You always talk about certain things you notice when you go certain places. You're going to stand out in Portland. not a lot of Randy McMichaels in Portland. And now DeAndre Ayton doesn't even live there anymore.
I mean, damn, they're losing all of them.
They bought him out. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but Portland, you know, Portland's got some fun stuff. And I really did like living there, but... Yeah, that part of it. The other way you judge cities is
shakes.
It's the worst. It has the most. Portland, and people don't know this, Portland has the most strip clubs per capita in America.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
And they're bad. ain't one good one?
There's too many. They diluted the population too much. There's too many of them.
Is it nude?
Yeah.
Full?
Full.
Oh. Okay.
You don't want it to be in a lot of cases. You wish it wasn't.
Is there more like teeth or less teeth than clothes?
It's not even
one of those
that.
Situations.
It's some little bit of that,
A lot of them that hair stuff.
Just like think about who lives in Portland, right? Okay. Like think about like your typical, like stereotypical Portlander.
Okay,
like a hipster kind of,
right?
Like a skinny bike riding white hipster.
Okay,
well, a lot of those people are
also they all got hair on their armpits and they smell.
No,
some
way.
Of them, not all of them.
But right. No, I'm saying it's the strip clubs where they do that thing with their fingers through the hair. That this dance.
It's not a lot of dancing, even. It's just kind of like you're up there.
That little thing they do with the fingers between.
They're like performing to like grunge music, you know? Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. And then a lot of times you'll be in a bar and you don't even know it's a strip club. And then all of a sudden at 10 o'clock, like a pole pops out. And it's like, oh, okay. I didn't realize that's what this was. Okay. It isn't really, but it is now.
Yeah, but
so okay. Here you are. But anyway, Portland's all right. Other than that, I don't know. I'm not going to send you to Spokane.
I don't want you to see me in Spokane.
You don't want to go there.
Okay.
You know what? This is going to hurt me to say.
Tell me.
It's going to hurt me to say. You would enjoy going to. You don't even really like going to games that much. But if you were going to go to a game,
mm-hmm.
going to a game at the University of Oregon, it's a fun stadium to go to.
I would never thought you would have said that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like them.
Yeah, but okay.
I hope they lose all their games. But it is going to a game at the University of Oregon is pretty fun.
I got a question. Because you've been, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be weird if I said
did you have your Washington stuff on?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all win?
Mm-mm.
Did they try to get you?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's my only thing about going to, like, visiting stadiums.
I got heckled more that day than any other day.
But it was just heckling. It wasn't nobody trying to, like, whip your ass.
No one tried to fight me. No, there was no fighting. Uh-huh. But, like, yeah,
it was a long walk.
It is what it is.
It's a long walk.
You wear a bunch of purple and gold into Autzen Stadium, and then Marcus Mariota rips – actually, really, it was Royce Freeman that day. Mm. Royce Freeman scored 5 touchdowns that day. He was so damn good there. I knew what I was expecting. I knew what to expect.
Right.
That was what it was.
That's why I don't go. It always worries me about going to visiting games. It's because of that right there.
Oh, yeah, always.
The
worst one, though, is Arizona State. Because every time I've been to a game at Arizona State, the Huskies lose in excruciating fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we went down there, it was a Hail Mary at the end, and they caught it and won. And, yeah, I mean, and they want to fight because that's just a bunch of bros.
Right. Like,
that's a bunch of drunk Arizona State frat bros, which is a fun environment to be in if you're not the opposition, which
right.
I've been in a few times. But, yeah, I'm not really going to fight you because my team just lost.
Right.
I don't want to do that. You know, I'm not trying to do that. If we have to, we can.
Okay.
But we don't. I've never been in a fight down there, but it's been close. Anyway, we mentioned DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton was bought out by the Portland Trail Blazers, who I believe have the second lowest odds in terms of win total in the NBA. So that team told DeAndre Ayton, you can't play for us. You got to go. And the Lakers signed him yesterday.
Okay, so it says for $34 million. Now, they're including the buyout. as far as what he's going to make this year. That's why I was asking. I was like, what did the Lakers have to give? They need a center.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about what
they,
that is.
They need a center. If I'm them, I'm also going to sign Al Horford also.
If
you can.
It seems like he wants to go to Golden State.
If I'm Golden State, I would want him to come too.
And if I was him, I would want to go to Golden State.
Also. The issue with this is going to be they're relying on him, LeBron, being influenced and everything on him to get his – because dude's talented.
Yeah.
He's talented.
He's talented, but he's not nearly what he was supposed to be.
Now, I want to see how he handles JJ. Because JJ Redick, talking about head coach, he will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so how does he – and I'm talking about the – because his biggest issue it was with Monty Williams. Remember that? Him and Monty, they had a bad relationship.
Right.
And everything like that. JJ is a little bit more in your face – than Monty. So how's he going to deal with that?
Yeah,
that's
going to
be the thing.
I mean, I would.
That'd be the thing.
At this point, I would hope that, I'm happy to be on a team.
Yes.
I'm not really having a problem with the coach anymore. I just got bought out by the Portland Trailblazers, so I'm happy that I'm on a team. What I'm interested in with them is just sort of the LeBron trajectory. Obviously, LeBron opted into the contract, which is also un-LeBron. LeBron always opts out and then gets a new one.
Mm-hmm.
He opted in to be there, which is fine. I mean, I think when healthy and everybody's operating at their best, which is a huge if given everyone's different situations there, age and durability and all that kind of stuff is a huge if anyway. I just don't even know what that means, even if they are. Everybody's at their best, and they can play 70 games together, whatever, and they make the playoffs, and maybe they can make a run. They're still, how many teams in the West are still even at their best?
I mean, they're going to be in it. Because
Oklahoma City's better than them.
I think Houston's going to be better. I think Denver's going to be better.
I love what Denver's done this offseason.
Minnesota. We talked about that. Minnesota.
Minnesota's already better than them.
But this is my thing with this squad, is that they went out and got a freaking just balling ass dude in Luka Doncic.
Oh, yeah.
He plays the way he's supposed to play.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And LeBron's going to be fine.
I think probably. I don't know.
No.
It's such a –
Luka's a bad boy.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I just – my thought if I'm them is, do I really think that I've got a roster right now that's a championship roster right now? Because it's not.
No.
They're not going to probably even make the West Finals with that roster. Luka's the center of the franchise.
Yes,
now.
He is.
You got to be trying to do things to set that team up to win – now, but also over the next handful
of years.
If
you're Luka, do you think Luka signs that extension?
I don't know. If you're LeBron, do you think LeBron wants to play on a team that's rebuilding or building towards?
But here's the thing about it is, it's
and not building around him.
And I
for the first time.
And this that question right there you just said, it baffles me that people are. I'm not saying you are, but people are making such a bigger deal about that. It's they are building out of you, thinking about LeBron's feelings. Well, I was like, well, think about where he is in his career.
Right, but yeah. He knows.
He knows that.
I don't think he's emotional about that.
No, I'm not saying you are.
I think he's intellectual about that. Of this team, if this team's smart, they're building around Luka.
He knows this, but
which means if I want to win a championship,
right, I got to go somewhere.
I can't do it here.
But my thing is this: he's a $50 million player. So are they going to buy him out? Let him be a free agent?
No, I don't think you'd do that.
You're going to have to give up so much. Hell yeah! Just to match the salary to get Bron out of there.
Right, but that would be in the Lakers' best interest in terms of trying to get younger future assets.
Yeah.
Right, if you're really trying to build around.
But that's the thing about. But where does LeBron want to go?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
LeBron,
the interesting thing.
Yeah.
That's a fun exercise.
Yeah.
Is where would LeBron want to go and where could he go? I heard New York.
But that's what I'm saying. If he goes to New York, he should want the Lakers to buy him out. They're gonna have to give up a lot to get him.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Cap.
Yeah, probably just Cat, because Cat's around a $50 million guy. Oh, huh?
I don't know.
But why the hell would you want Cat to anchor your defense with Luka at the top of it?
Wouldn't. Because DeAndre Ayton's your center? Because it's a better option than DeAndre Ayton? I don't know. I'm just interested. I'm with you. I don't think LeBron's emotional about not being the center of it. People are trying to paint it. I just think LeBron's smart. And he knows that there probably isn't a championship. Is the Knicks a championship? No, probably not. I don't know. I don't know what happens with that, but it just seems like something's going to. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Six phone lines, final opportunity to ask us questions this week. Load them up. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Couple phone lines free if you want to jump on and ask us, you know, maybe it's a 4th of July related question. Maybe it's anything. It's literally called Ask Me Anything, 404-726-0929. So jump on hold. We'll get to you in just a couple of minutes, but we'll start with James, who's in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you ever had dental work done. I'm leaving the dentist appointment, and now my half my face is numb, so I sound crazy. But also, my question is, what do you guys think the Braves are going to do, man? We got to get this playoff push, or like they were saying on the morning show, do we just sit Acuna? Appreciate it for accepting the call. Happy 4th, brother.
What did they say on the morning shift? Sit him?
Sit who?
Sit Acuna. I didn't understand what he said. Dang it, his mouth was numb. Couldn't understand.
Sit Acuna.
I don't know.
Ain't no way in hell, Bo and Big Mike and Miss Allie said Sit Acuna.
I don't know. I didn't hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
But James's lips are numb, so yeah. he was having a hard time articulating.
Yeah.
I had braces when I was younger.
Yeah.
I haven't had like numb your mouth up dental stuff ever.
No. I had the braces, and I had my wisdom teeth pulled out so I could get the braces, but that's it.
Yeah, I still have three of those, four. I got my wisdom teeth. Only three grew.
Really?
Yeah, one of them didn't. So I'm only 75% wise.
Really?
Okay. But the other three are still in there.
I mean, that's a good thing, bro.
I got a big-ass jaw.
That's a good-ass thing.
Is it?
Not to have a big jaw, but I mean, if you don't have to get, like, there's
Yeah, I'm not going to have them.
Like, there's a lot of body parts that when they're messed up, they mess up your whole world. Your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And your back.
Yeah.
Your mouth and your back. And, I mean.
And your feet.
Yeah, but your mouth and your back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing, you don't want to mess with that.
No, you don't. I never really had that. But I also haven't been to the dentist in a while. I haven't been to the dentist since before I moved to Atlanta.
Stop telling people all your business, Andy.
Why?
Because
I'm not embarrassed
about
that.
It's a long time.
So what?
It's a long time. Do you have cavities?
I don't think so.
But do you know?
How would I?
Exactly.
Now, exactly. The only way, I don't think you get cavities unless you go to the dentist. I think the dentist puts them in there.
I always thought that as a child. Yeah. I was like, Mom, they trying to get you money.
Yeah, because I don't. My teeth feel great. They look good. I floss and brush and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, you all people are always sometimes walking around. They're like, oh, I got a toothache. I've never had a toothache.
I've never had a toothache.
Yeah,
I've never had a toothache ever.
So why would I go?
You're talking to the guy that I'm with you.
Yeah.
I only time I go to stuff is because she makes me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's never made me.
Okay. There you go then. So you ain't got to go.
I get a physical every year.
Yeah. She makes me go.
Yeah. And I guess those are important. But I guess going to the dentist is important.
It is. It's very important. It sucks.
Yeah. But what's different in your life going than not going?
Nothing. In my opinion?
Yeah. So then why is it important?
Because it's the dentist.
Having clean teeth is a great feeling.
I brush them.
I brush them.
That's not the same.
No, you are right. I will grant you that. When they do that thing they do with like the little mini sander, your teeth do feel really good.
Although
afterwards.
They do find issues.
They're going to be looking for them. Oh, yeah. A little gingivitis in there. You're going to have to do this.
I need to bring you back for a $1,000 something we're going to do.
Exactly. Because that's how they make money. I mean, it's not like a public service they're offering. You know what I mean? You get a free cleaning every year with your dental insurance, which I guess I should take advantage of. But then they find a reason to get you back in there.
Yeah, that's why. That's why we're gonna have you come back
next month.
That's like going to get a damn oil change.
Exactly.
At the car. I don't need nothing rotated or balanced. All right, change the damn oil.
I got an oil change yesterday. They found some other stuff.
Exactly.
Which is why I can't go to the dentist.
Exactly.
All right. To Bobby is in Atlanta. No. Hey, to Bobby.
All right, y'all. Wishing y'all safe. And happy for it.
Back at you.
I don't know if you've seen the picture floating around of Paul Skeens, and he's helping out with the grounds crew. He claims it's because he was bored. I think it's because ownership is cheap and is making him earn his keep. But then he also has a quote where he says that after his playing career, he would want to be a landscaper. All right, let's say you have all the money in the world. You can't do what you currently do, but you have to have a job. Like, think like Forrest Gump. He himself cut grass, you know, after he made all of his millions.
Right.
What's going to be your job that you do? I'm going to go find the aviation museum and just work and give tours.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Oh, man.
By the way, Paul Skeens, that's an achievable dream.
Yes.
If he wants to be a landscaper after his career, he can do that.
What would I want to be?
I know what I would want to be.
Maybe a cameraman.
For what?
Flicks.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Nobody's going to be able to see him in Georgia.
Exactly.
It's all blocked off.
I'll be a cameraman for some flicks.
Here's what I mean, you
want to be a park ranger.
I do, but like, there's going to be a certain point where that would be probably too taxing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think what I will do is go be a part-time starter at the golf course. You just sit out there on the first tee and tell people when it's time to tee off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right, you fellas, the 845. All right, need to see your receipts. Then they come over and show you the receipts. And then you're like, hey, 13th holes cart path only today. And then that's it. And then you get free golf.
Dude, as much as I've played golf, I've never, ever met that guy.
You never met the starter?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
I can think of.
He's always there.
I think I'll never met a starter.
The starter,
Maybe because I never paid attention to him.
I saw this. Somebody said, who seems like the cops but isn't the cops, like in life? For me, it's always the ranger at the golf course. Like, because I snuck on playing golf so many times in life, we were always ducking the ranger, trying to make sure we didn't get seen, that it's still in there, even though I pay for all the rounds of golf that I play now or play with people.
I got a question.
Every time I see the ranger, I'm like, oh, here comes the ranger. Because, like, no, I'm.
They never have anything positive to say,
though.
They always get on to you about something. Hurry up.
Did you ever watch King of Queens?
Yeah, off and on.
Okay. And there was an episode where they were down in the Caribbean and Doug had no money and he was. Like, they were going to play golf. And so he was throwing his bag over the fence. That was you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was you, like, throwing your bag.
You could park right off the third tee box at Jefferson.
Right.
And jump the fence. You could play the whole course and finish. But by the time you got back to one, they were gone from the clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
So you could finish. You could play 18 holes as long as you teed off after seven for free. I'd have $45 to play every time, man. I haven't done that probably in 15 years. I probably haven't done that since I was like 25.
Okay. Let me think for a second.
But yeah, we used to do that all the time.
I'm just saying, but you would throw your whole bag over the fence.
Or like one person would jump first, and right. then you'd hand your bag to him, and uh-huh. then you'd all the bags, and then you'd jump. Or we would go to country clubs and just like walk on with the group mm-hmm. and just be like, oh, yeah, yeah, my uncle's a member here. And then just make up a name. Uh-huh. And 9 times out of 10, fine.
What was the name? You had to make up a.
Oh, man, probably different ones.
Oh, yeah. You had to come up like a Thurston.
Like Jonathan Thomas or something uh-huh. like that. Just basic whatever, like could be, you know. Only one time did we have a problem.
What was the name?
I don't remember the name, oh, okay. but I went with my buddy Keenan.
Okay.
Keenan got us caught.
Yeah, Keenan.
Keenan, best golfer I know, but
yeah.
stood out.
Yeah, Keenan.
We blamed him. Thanks a lot, Keenan. Got us kicked off. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
What's up, guys? I was just thinking, the dentist is like a medical scam is crazy, but I believe the dentist is a medical scam.
I do too.
I mean, but I'll go. I have to go. We have to do it. And let's hope James is in an Uber, right? Because he didn't.
James didn't sound
like he was supposed to be operating heavy machinery.
So I manage people at a restaurant. And considering tomorrow's the 4th of July, I'm trying to anticipate, like, call-outs and, like, what that's going to look like. So I have two things. So the question is, what's the most like fictitious or facetious call out that you ever had from a job in your life? Because I mean, I could claim a couple if I'm honest.
Okay.
And the other one is for Randy. Actually, I don't know if you guys mentioned this today. I'm sorry, but Diogo Jota from Liverpool passed away this morning.
Man.
He's like, yeah.
So, I got my Liverpool hat on. Andrew. I'm wearing my Liverpool hat today. Yeah because I saw that news this morning, man. It's a terrible,
terrible tragedy.
What happened to that young man? Just got married a week ago. Got
For
babies.
People that don't know, him and his brother.
His brother died in a car crash this morning. And you know, I was reading things. It was in Lamborghini, blown out tire. He passes away. Yeah. Just a sad, you know, because he just got married, got babies, and obviously he passes with his brother. But yeah, I saw that this morning.
That's why I wore
my damn Liverpool hat today. But yeah, that does suck. I never had a job that I can call out of.
Right.
I mean, I could call out of this guy. Yeah. But like, I can't call the trainer. I can't call like Nick Saban, like, hey, coach, I'm sick. I ain't coming.
And just lie.
Back. Yeah. Like, I ain't coming.
My dog is sick.
Yeah.
I got to go to the vet.
Like, dude,
or something like
even
that.
When you were sick, they made you come in. Mm-hmm. And they always had like a side room or something where you could sleep in there sick. There was no, I'm not coming in today.
Right.
Now, I was there involved when there was COVID, so I'm assuming they mm-hmm. make you go home. But if you were sick in the NFL, your ass still had to come to work. You would just sleep in the training room.
This is such a not fun answer, but like, I've never done that. I've never invented a reason to not go to work.
Yeah.
Like, because the only time you would ever feel like that really that I could think of, first of all, this job's fun, so I don't really want to call out of it. And this is really the only job I've ever done. Like, seriously, you can do this job hungover.
Yes.
It's not hard.
Do it a lot.
But also, if the hangover's really bad, my motto on that was always, well, you did it.
Yeah.
Like, you made the choice
I never, ever blame anything or anybody. Oh, no, I blame you because I got this scar on my hand right now. But other than that... Yeah, because it was
you drank the alcohol.
Yeah,
you pay the piper.
Pay the piper.
Yeah, that's
one of the things why when I got older in my career, I would tell these young players, y'all want to be out all night? Fine, I'm not going to stop you from partying.
Yeah,
because I partied my ass off.
But be here, and look like you belong here too.
Yeah, be here and pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've never invented a, now I've missed work because like, hey guys, I can't come in today. Jack's sick.
Right.
And that's not a lie.
That's not a lie.
Like, I really did. That'd be pretty grimy. Ishmael. Ishmael is in Kennesaw.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Who is the best athlete you've ever seen with your own eyes? Not like on television, but like you're at the game, mm-hmm. you were playing in the game or whatever. Who is the best athlete you've ever seen with your own eyes?
I mean, Champ Bailey, obviously.
It's a good answer.
But I'm going to tell you, if you and people around here know, in Georgia anyways, Reggie Brown was from Carrollton, Georgia. And Reggie was like one of the highest recruited players ever to come to Georgia. Reggie played for the Eagles and everything. Mm-hmm. Reggie is the best athlete I've ever seen in my life.
What position?
Play wide receiver. Okay. Play wide receiver. But this is why. Because I remember when Reggie came up for the summertime. And, like, the ball was thrown, and it had to be, if you're talking about NBA rim, like 12 feet. And I'll never forget, Reggie jumped off his vertical. He was being guarded, and he was behind his bad throw. It looked like it was a throwaway. And Reggie just jumps up, no lie, and his feet are over the DB's head. Mm-hmm. And he just snatched it. Like, Reggie came back. We talk about Adrian Peterson, mm-hmm. ACL. Reggie came back from ACL in 4 months.
What?
And was triple jumping.
What?
Reggie Brown.
With red clay and turpentine.
Champ Bailey's the best athlete I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Reggie Brown went too far.
The craziest thing I ever saw was Nate Robinson in middle school basketball. Like, because he was even shorter then.
Yeah.
Like, Nate Robinson was like, he was like the littlest guy out there, and he was like a little bouncy ball.
Right.
Like, obviously, he won dunk contests in the NBA at 5'8". Like, obviously, he was a freak of nature. But I just remember, because, you know, like, little, like, urban legends start about people when you're playing peewee and stuff like that, Little League and
right.
youth basketball. And, like, you start hearing about him. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, right. Like, he can't do that.
Right.
He can't touch rim. He's 4'11". He's up there doing pull-ups before the game.
Jumping the rim and doing pull-ups?
Yeah. He's got, like, lats. we're all going through puberty, and this guy's just a tiny little muscle. It's like, who's that guy over there? Turns out he actually was a pretty incredible athlete. All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day. Everybody wrapping shoes.
All right. Andy is three-quarters smart because he has three of the four wisdoms.
Randy said something about grabbing a cadaver nub.
Yeah. Put it in your finger. Put his finger.
Yeah, he's missing a finger this week. Don't worry, because there's probably a cadaver nub out there somewhere. And Alex Verdugo makes Jerks and Profar look like Willie Mays.
Yeah, really does. It kind of does, man.
One thing I'll miss about Alex Verdugo, he had cool walk-up music.
What was the music?
It was just like mariachi music.
Band.
It was just like classic, but like, yeah, it was very cool. Anyway, have a great holiday
Y'all
weekend.
Y'all be safe out there.
Be safe. Come back on Monday with all the same fingers and toes you have on Thursday. And have a good time. We'll talk to you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.